All right, it is time for week 14 NFL picks. Wow, that is insane. We've got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer here, ready to do our picks. Not only is Ben here, but he is the current leader in the NFL picks. Went 3-0 last week. You're now 24-9. To be honest, though, like week 14, I'd have to look in our record books, but there's no way you were ever even close to being ahead by week 14. Me either, really.
Oh, no. It's usually right around week 8 and week 9 is when the dumpster fire of Ben's picks starts happening.
The wheels really come off.
It'll be a lot of like 1-2s, all, you know, one wins, 2 losses every weekend. And then I'm just mathematically out of it. You guys are just having me say my opinion for fun. But now it feels like I'm here and it feels wonderful.
It's awesome. And not only that, but I'm second at 23-10, but Brad is last. And that is crazy because he's won all the years prior. So we'll do the 49ers and Raider picks first. Then we'll do some wild cards coming up. Let's go with the Raiders game first. That's maybe the more interesting of the two. Although they both have seeding and playoff implications involved. Colts are 8-4 coming to Las Vegas. Raiders are 7-5. What do you got?
This is basically the Chargers, coming back to the Bay Area to beat the Raiders or try to beat the Raiders. You know, Philip Rivers would love nothing more than to come down and pound it down the Raiders' throat. And hopefully that's not going to happen. And this is why I think it's not going to happen. Much like Philip Rivers of the past, the Chargers found a way to choke it away. And he was showing some signs of that early in the season, but their offense is clicking. The biggest thing with him is if he can control the pace of the game, they will win. And I think the fact that both Abram and Josh Jacobs have practiced on Thursday, they're practicing, you know, today on Friday as well. And it's also had the possibility of Trent Brown returning. Those are all signs in the right direction. I think it's going to be the healthiest the team has been in a long time. I really think that the Raiders are going to stand up and do this because I know if they lose this game, there's the chances of them going to the playoffs are hugely diminished.
Yeah, you know, I've gone back and forth thinking about this game because I think they're so evenly matched. Obviously, the Colts defense is a lot better. But having said that, the ball, you know, their backs are against the wall, as you said. The Raiders are on the outside looking in right now of the playoff scenario, which is crazy. And I think they know what they need to do to get this done. And all it takes is one Philip Rivers mistake to be the big difference maker in this. And I think the Raiders probably pull it off at home in Las Vegas. So I'm also going to pick the Raiders on this one. Brad has picked the Colts in this.
Yes. Game. Yes. That's I knew he was going to go that route.
Washington football team is 5-7 and they're coming to play the 49ers who are also 5-7 in Arizona, which is the home game for the 49ers. This is also pretty important playoff scenario wise, because the football team is tied for first in the NFC East.
God, that's so crazy.
At 5-7, Alex Smith is playing pretty good football. His return against the 49ers, it's not in the Bay Area and there's going to be no fans there. And that'll suck. But the 49ers are, on the bubble of the playoffs after the loss against the Bills. They have to start winning, especially these conference games, to make anything happen. So, all right, what do you got on this one?
Well, I think that with Nicky Nerfball Mullins, as Brad so lovely calls him, I think it's tough to challenge against Washington, who just dethroned Pittsburgh of having a a undefeated season. With that, all that being said, I think that this is really going to be San Francisco's game to lose. I think they with Mostert and obviously Debo's a huge threat and it'd be great to have Kittle back. But if this was Jimmy G, I would hands down say this is the Niners game. With Mullins, though, I feel like under pressure, he's going to make stupid throws. And with that being said, Alex Smith is a great quarterback. He's obviously got 9 lives. So he's going to run into the fire on this one and do whatever he can to beat his former team. It's that simple. I think this team, unfortunately, is going to go with the Washington. I think they have a little more hunger for this than the Niners do.
If they get Debo the ball before the second half, Debo didn't get the ball until the second half against the Bills. What is happening? If Debo gets the ball in the first half, they have a real chance of keeping the ball away from Alex Smith. And the only good thing about this is that Alex Smith is not nearly as mobile as he used to be, and that bodes well for the 49ers. They do much better against quarterbacks that can't run and get outside
pocket, the pocket quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's what Alex Smith has turned into given all his injuries, but he's still really good and they got to get some pressure on him. The Niners defense has to get pressure on Alex Smith, because if not, even with dinks and dunks, that guy is so smart. He'll find a way to beat you. So
right. He is a very, yeah,
he's one of the smartest humans on the planet, I think. So Washington could lose this and still be in the hunt for their division the entire season. The Niners lose this and they're pretty much out of the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the Niners on this one. I think that this is a get right game for them. Brad picked the 49ers as well. So there we go.
Looky there.
All right. We'll do the wild card picks coming up next.